and radioaccess.org online. My name is Josh Haugen. Park Talk is an interview program where we talk to people from the park districts of Bismarck and Mandan, and this is a Mandan edition of Park Talk. And so joining me is Golf Superintendent Garrett Schultz. Thanks for coming in, Garrett.
Thanks for having me.
So, Garrett, your title is Golf Superintendent, but explain to me what that means. What do you do?
So as the golf superintendent for the Mandan Park District, I take care of both of the golf courses. We operate two different facilities. We have the original 9-hole Mandan Municipal Golf Course located on the west end of town, and then we also have the 18-hole Prairie West Golf Club with a full practice facility as well. My job as golf course superintendent is to maintain the grounds, provide the playing conditions that we desire for our customers and our patrons, and to take care of everything related to the maintenance of the grounds of both facilities, as well as helping out with some other park stuff.
So are you involved in like choosing hole locations on greens sometimes, or like changing bunkers or anything like that?
Sure. You know, we do daily course setup, so we change the hole locations every single day, and that's the duty of myself and the staff. So we choose that each day and set the course up with tee locations and hole locations, and then prepping for daily play. Mowing fairways, mowing greens, rolling greens, you know, preparing sand traps. As far as course infrastructure stuff, you know, we do handle a lot of that. Drastic changes, we have input from, you know, several different people and entities and boards and directors and things like that. So,
have you ever chosen a hole location on a green and thought, man, this is just going to screw a lot of people over? This is tough.
We definitely do not do that on purpose. anything that we try to shy away from, anything that would deter the enjoyment of our players. We do have one day a year where we do intentionally do that, and that's actually this Saturday, October 5th. We're hosting our annual Ironman golf tournament, where it's a bit of a spin on a superintendent's revenge tournament. We set the holes in ridiculous spots, about impossible, and tee off behind trees and have a really good time. People really enjoy it, come out and get challenged, and this week it looks like a true Ironman conditions. I think the winds are supposed to blow 40 miles an hour, so it should be a good day. But so other than that, no, we don't intentionally do that.
Yeah, so if you're looking to play the toughest golf game of your life, that's something to go out to, I guess.
Saturday at Prairie West, that'll be it.
So we're getting, weather is getting colder, as you mentioned. Saturday is going to be a pretty intense weather day. How do you guess how long golf courses are going to stay open throughout the season?
Well, we try not to guess. We knock on wood and hope and pray that we get a good North Dakota fall and that the weather lasts as long as we can. We manage each property a little bit individually and a little bit differently. Mandan Municipal Golf Course is closed for the year, and part of that is so we can get our players over to Prairie West and get everybody in one spot as a business decision. And the other aspect of that is we try to interrupt play as little as we can during the core golfing season. Our core golfing season in North Dakota is basically Memorial Day to Labor Day, and we try to stretch out in each of those shoulder seasons. But our philosophy is to have the course in the best shape as we can during that core season, and let's do all of our intrusive maintenance practices before or after that. So this, with Mandan Municipal being closed, we're going to go in a full course aeration next week. Do some infrastructure projects and things like that and get ready for next season. As far as Prairie West, we've always taken pride in staying open as long as we can. Our maintenance practices are designed around that. Our business philosophy is designed around that. And we have a good infrastructure in place to be able to handle that. So this time of year, we go week by week, and it might even be day by day or hour by hour. And we try to stay open as long as we can.
So when the time does finally come to close down the course, and you talked about aerating already on Mandan Municipals, but what are some other winterizing practices, or how do you winterize the courses, I guess, is what I'm asking.
So everything really goes hand in hand with winterizing the courses and deciding that closing date, honestly. Myself and golf operation manager Brad Olson work directly together and communicate on a daily basis, trying to decide what the best plan for the course is. There's a lot of different aspects to winterizing a golf course. There's winterizing the infrastructure itself, getting the course accessories off. You know, ball washers freeze up this time of year. We'll start taking stuff like that off, getting all the benches, things like that, cleared off the course before snow. But then the main thing would be winterizing the irrigation system. It's just like a home lawn where you have to blow out your sprinklers this time of year. We have to blow out the irrigation system at a golf course. The difference is it's 21 miles of pipe. We have 950 heads at Prairie West. It's a process, and that's a large investment and a huge asset to the golf course. So we need to protect that at all costs. So this, we're lucky enough to own our own air compressor. So this time of year, we watch the days, and you know, irrigation is pretty much done right now, but we'll find a good day and blow out the sprinkler system. That's the most important aspect of winterizing that. And then beyond the infrastructure, we have to winterize the turf itself. So a golf course is a little different than your home lawn, again, because our important asset is our putting greens, which are bent grass. And, you know, they're maintained at an eighth of an inch. That's different than your home lawn. So there's a lot more going into getting that grass to survive over the winter. So we try to maintain our whole practices throughout the year to ensure that the turf is healthy and hardy going into winter. And at that time, there's a couple different things that we do. We need to apply preventative fungicide applications for snow mold. When the grass sits under snow all winter long, it can develop that. So we need to prevent against that. We need to prevent against our cold winter, North Dakota winters and the wind blowing, and basically a freezer burn would be a simple way to put it, but desiccation of the turf grass. So we apply sand top dressing and wood fiber mulch that we cover the greens with. And once those greens are covered, they're covered for the winter until we pull it off in the spring. So a lot goes into making sure that turf can handle it.
You're listening to Park Talk on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. My name is Josh Haugen. Garrett Schultz, golf superintendent with Mandan Parks and Rec, is my guest today on Park Talk. So are there any other kind of weather systems, like a heavy rain? How does that change what you do with the courses as far as maintenance throughout the year?
Well, with a heavy rain, hopefully your golf course has drainage in place that can handle that. Bunkers need to drain, greens need to drain, fairways need to drain. If you have standing water, it becomes an issue. We try to maintain accurate, you know, and maintain our soil moisture levels within a certain parameter so that we can handle a heavy rain at times and we're not overly saturated. This year has been obviously an unusual year for a lot of people. We've been very wet, but I think both the golf courses, Prairie West and Mandan Municipal, have handled that well. So much of it depends on your soil structure. If you have a sandier soil, it drains better. But when you do have a downpour like that, we will try to mechanically move some water, whether it's pumping it or squeegeeing it out of low-lying areas, and we may have to go cart path only for a day or two, but usually that doesn't happen very often. So we just kind of take it in stride.
Are there any other weather events that cause you to do some special circumstances, like if you get a lot of hail one day or anything like that?
Hail is kind of worst case scenario for certain. If you get a large diameter hail, then that can damage your putting greens. Again, those bent grass greens are maintained at an eighth of an inch. It's not like a regular lawn that can absorb that impact, and it can dent those surfaces, which our whole goal is to provide the truest surfaces for putting that we can. So hail is obviously a major deterrent to that. So in that case, we would go into recovery mode and probably have to aerate and top dress and roll the greens, but we'd be able to get them back pretty quickly. Thankfully, we've avoided that. Anytime you have any storms, you know, debris is a big one, down trees, player safety and customer safety is always the number one aspect. So in the event of a storm, we make sure that there's nothing dangerous, no trees down, no limbs down, anything like that. And then you begin the cleanup process and make it playable again.
So I don't know if you grew up a farmer, but it kind of feels like I'm talking to a farmer with a lot of these practices. It sounds like a farmer caring for their crop. Would you kind of equate that a little bit?
I'll definitely take that as a compliment. I actually did not grow up a farmer. I grew up in a rural community, though. I'm from New Salem, North Dakota, just down the road. So I think us in North Dakotans, we have that agricultural background. I do have a turf degree, and I took a lot of horticulture and agronomic classes from North Dakota State University. So I think that's actually an excellent comparison, and one that maybe people don't often equate, but it's true. You know, farmers are growing their crop. Their goal is to get the highest yield possible from their corn or whatever crop it may be. My goal as a person managing turf grass is to have as little yield as possible while maintaining a healthy product, because little yield means less mowing, less fuel consumption, less time, less labor, more true playing surfaces, a better product for our customer while trying to maintain that health that can support that traffic.
So is there anything once the snow has fallen that you do to help maintain the course? Like, do you have to deal with animals getting onto the course or anything like that?
You know, we encourage animals. You know, animals are a sign of a healthy ecosystem and a healthy environment. And we groom Prairie West Golf Course for cross-country ski trails. So when the snow does fall, as soon as we have enough snow depth, we can host cross-country skiers. So having wildlife around for that is great. We do manage some of the snow drifts. If it's a cold, windy winter and there's areas of exposed turf, we'll actually blow snow from higher depth areas to lower depth areas to make sure we have that cover. Once we get into the spring, you know, February, March, we'll start actively managing the snow, specifically on putting surfaces, and we'll start physically removing some of that snow if there's a lot of depth. The big one managing turf grass is ice. If you'd get a rain event, say in like December, certain turf species only survive so long under encased in ice. So we routinely monitor each week, if not each day, ice conditions on the golf course, and we'll have to physically remove that ice if it does start to build up.
So we've been talking a lot about, and Garrett Schultz, golf superintendent, is my guest today on Park Talk for Mandan Park District. We've been talking a lot about, you know, getting ready for next season, but is there anything that people can look forward to going into next season? Anything new happening on Mandan golf courses?
You know, at Mandan golf courses, we're always trying to incorporate new things, and we'll take the winter to sit down and reflect on what worked in this past season, what we need to improve on going in the next season. That includes both golf course conditions, business operations, amenities, everything like that. One of our main goals as a Park District golf course is we want to serve all the members of our community and all of our guests. And that means we take pride in having a golf course that really is able to be enjoyed by all skill levels and all ages. If you're a low handicap, you're a really good golfer, I think Prairie West Golf Club can really challenge you, but it's still able to be enjoyed by beginners or people that maybe don't have as much skill. So one of the things we're looking forward to and we're always continuing to look at is providing more teeing ground options. You know, yardage is a big thing. We want to make sure that kids can come out there and have a good time and learn the game and grow and enjoy themselves. We want to make sure that beginners can do that, but still challenging the better players. So we're always looking at options like that to improve our facilities.
Well, I think that's all I've got for today. Is there anything we missed? Anything you want to get out about the Mandan Golf Course before we, municipal or Prairie West, before we close out?
I just want to say that we appreciate the support from the Park District, from our board members. We appreciate all the people that come out to play at our golf courses. It's the end of the year, but we hopefully have a month left. Get out to Prairie West Golf Course and enjoy fall weather. Fall golf is the best golf in my mind, and hopefully we have some good weather left. So thank you.
All right, Garrett Schultz, golf superintendent with the Mandan Park District. Thanks for coming in and taking the time during the closing months and weeks of the golf season.
Thanks for having me.
This has been Park Talk on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. Park Talk airs every Monday at noon, or you can listen to podcasts on our website. Again, that's radioaccess.org. Go to the podcast page, and you can find all past episodes of Park Talk there. Thank you for listening to this Mandan edition of Park Talk.